So let's do one on Bernardino, B-E-R-N-A-R-D-I-N-O, Bernardino, 3/23/72, date of birth, last name Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. So it's B-E-R-N-A-R-D-I-N-O, Gonzalez. Mr. Gonzalez is a 49-year-old gentleman, welder, divorced, comes in today for multiple issues and problems. First of all, he suffers from ED, obesity, hypertension, fatty liver. He has a chronic dermatitis, hypogonadism, carotid stenosis, LVH, and RVH, period. The paragraph patient has a very colorful history in that he has lost a very sad, colorful history in that he's lost three children due to San Felipe, S-A-N-F-I-L-L-O-P-O syndrome. His wife left him after the second death of his second child, and he's been with a girlfriend who's thinking about marrying, period. New paragraph. His weight is hovering around 220. At one time, he was told he might have sleep apnea, but he's not interested in working that up or following that up at this time. His medication includes Viagra, metformin, glipizide, clotrimazole, lisinopril 20/12.5, and Flonase. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease, abdominal pain, and fatty liver. Surgery, no recent surgery. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He's an avid martial art guy, and he practices on a daily basis. Family history, positive for diabetes, hypertension, no colon cancer. Reported lab work is due today, including hemoglobin A1C. Immunization, COVID immunization is up to date. Review of system. Tiredness is a huge problem. He's still getting testosterone, 0.5 cc in parenthesis, 100 milligram every 2 weeks. His tiredness could also be related to sleep apnea. He needs follow-up of his carotid stenosis, which was last checked 2 years ago, follow-up of his fatty liver, his peripheral vascular disease, his weakness, and possible need for sleep apnea, which he's still very much against at this time, period. Patient's medication reviewed one by one. Opposite page, 221 pounds, 97%, 98.8, 16, 92, 127 over 75. Oh, by the way, Mr. Gonzalez was seen on the 17th, not today, the day before. The period. Heart positive, lung positive is 2. Lungs are clear. Abdomen obese. Neck shows anterior chain lymphadenopathy. Slight carotid bruit on the left side. Neurological and non-focal. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows a pupillary edema. TMs are slightly red. Bilaterally. Number one, as far as leg pain is concerned and the leg swelling, part of that is diabetic neuropathy. We'll check hemoglobin A1C. Number two, his peripheral vascular disease remains the same. This was rechecked from 2 years ago. Number four, with a family history of diabetes and hyperlipidemia and stroke, we looked at his carotid today. His carotid stenosis remains at about 20 to 25% bilaterally with no significant change. His echocardiogram shows LVH, RVH as before. Nixon was not interested in sleep apnea evaluation. Nixon was his fatty liver remains the same. Nixon was his thyroid shows no significant change from before. Next number is obesity. Next number is he needs to lose weight. Next number is hypogonadism. Continue with testosterone. Next number is since he's on testosterone, he needs PSA on a regular basis. Next number is also get a testosterone level. Next number is chronic dermatitis. Continue with triamcinolone cream. Next number is allergic rhinitis and Flonase. Next number is hypertension controlled with lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide. Next number, he's not checking his blood sugar, but we'll get a hemoglobin A1C. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length. And we'll have patient follow up with us in a week or 2 weeks when he comes back for his testosterone injection, which he purchases and brings on his own to have rechecked. Thank you.